Hey everyone, welcome back to Stop Wasting Your 30s. Today, let's talk about something we all struggle with at times. Managing our emotions more effectively. Think about it, haven't you ever felt overwhelmed by a wave of anger, sadness, or anxiety? Like those feelings were running the show instead of you being in control. It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you that feeling out of control is a choice? What if managing our emotions wasn't about suppressing them, but about understanding them, gutting them, and ultimately using them as fuel for growth? It's not about becoming emotionless robots, it's about cultivating a deeper connection with ourselves so we can navigate life with more grace, clarity, and resilience. Here's the truth. Our emotions are powerful teachers. They hold valuable insights into our needs, our boundaries, and our deepest desires. But when we ignore them or try to push them down, they often manifest in unhealthy ways: stress, anxiety, relationship issues, even physical ailments. It's like trying to ignore a red light. Eventually, you're going to crash. So what if we started listening to those emotional signals? What if we learned to read the language of our own hearts and minds? That's the key to effective emotional management. It's about becoming aware, attuned, and responsive to our inner world. So how do we actually start doing this? It begins with a simple shift in perspective. Seeing your emotions not as something to be feared or controlled, but as valuable information. Each emotion is a message, an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to connect with yourself on a deeper level. Think about it like this. Imagine you're feeling anxious. Instead of getting caught up in the fear and uncertainty, take a moment to ask yourself, what is this anxiety trying to tell me? Maybe it's telling you that you need to prioritize self-care, set boundaries, or seek support. Maybe it's a sign that you're pushing yourself too hard or avoiding something important. Once you identify the message behind the emotion, you can start to respond with intention and clarity. Here are a few practical tools to help you on this journey. 1. Mindful breathing. Take a few deep breaths right now, inhaling slowly through your nose and exhaling fully through your mouth. As you breathe, pay attention to the sensations in your body, the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air as it enters your lungs. This simple practice can instantly calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. 2. Emotional journaling. Take a few minutes each day to jot down your thoughts and feelings. Don't censor yourself, just let the words flow freely onto the page. This can help you identify patterns in your emotional responses, gain clarity on what's triggering certain feelings, and ultimately develop greater self-awareness. 3. Body scan meditation. This practice involves bringing your attention to each part of your body, noticing any sensations, warmth, tingling, tightness, or relaxation. By becoming more aware of physical sensations, you can learn to recognize the subtle cues that your body sends when you're experiencing certain emotions. 4. Affirmations. Repeat positive affirmations throughout the day to reprogram your subconscious mind and cultivate a more empowering inner dialogue. Some examples include: I am capable of managing my emotions with grace. I choose peace and calmness over anxiety, or my feelings are valid, and I allow myself to experience them fully. Now, let's take a moment together for an imaginary exercise. Close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so. Imagine yourself surrounded by a warm, golden light. Breathe deeply and feel this light filling your entire being. With each inhale, visualize the light expanding, washing away any tension or negativity. As you exhale, release any thoughts or emotions that no longer serve you. Feel a sense of peace and calm wash over you. Know that you are capable of managing your emotions effectively. You have the power to choose how you respond to life's challenges and cultivate a more fulfilling emotional experience. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless. It's about learning to dance with your feelings in a way that empowers you, guides you, and ultimately leads to greater joy and fulfillment. Carry that feeling of inner peace and strength with you today. And remember, as always, stop wasting your 30s, make them magnificent.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.